Section 5. Listen to the following interview.
And how long have you been in Japan?
I came in Japan last year. I studied Japanese for 6 months, and after that I was a Kenkyusei research student in the Japanese university. And right now I am in a PhD program, and I will be here for another 3 years.
I see. What do you think of the Japanese language, by the way?
Anyway, it's a difficult language. It's difficult to read and write kanji. But I think talking, it's not very difficult. Mm-hmm. With a small effort, I can understand maybe more than 15% in the daily conversation, I think. Yeah. Sometimes.
I think it must have been hard for you at the beginning because there must not be anybody who speaks Romanian.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know anyone in Japan who speaks Romanian?
Yeah, there are some Romanian students here, but most of them are in Tokyo and Osaka, in the middle of Japan. Of course, was very difficult for me at the beginning because it was the first time when I have to use my English knowledge. It was very difficult. I was scared in the first month, and I was afraid to go out because nobody understand me. I couldn't understand Japanese language and Japanese alphabet. But gradually was good. I improved my Japanese. I improved also my English. I learned Japanese alphabet, hiragana and katakana and kanji. And now it's okay.
What stereotypes do you find to be common in Japan about Romania, if anything?
Actually it's difficult to say because Romania it's a small country and there are only a few Japanese people who know some things about Romania. People know about, for example, about Nadia Comăneci, the Romania sucker, and I think that's all.
I see. And Dracula.
And Dracula, of course, but right. They doesn't know that Dracula is from Romania. They know that Dracula is from Transylvania, but they doesn't know that Transylvania is in Romania.
I see.
Maybe they also know something about former leader of our country, Ceausescu, but we don't discuss about this. And
I see. Okay. Why is Ceausescu? And why is he famous, do you think?
Actually, it's a long story. Because I'm a Romanian, I can say bad things and good things about Ceausescu. Anyway, he was a leader in our country, and right now it's just history. We cannot change the history.
I see.
And like all the leaders, he have good parts and bad parts.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you have stereotypes of Japan and Japanese people before you came here?
Yeah, of course, a lot of stereotypes. I have many, many stereotypes. The first one, it's concerning about Japanese economy. And of course, before I came here, I read a lot about Japan economical development. And just to give an example about how Romanian people seeing about the Japanese economy. When I come back in my country during the Christmas, one of my nephews asked me if I saw in Japan robots on the street.
And,
yeah, it's interesting. This is just one of the stereotype. Another one, it's like, I think like all over the world, the people think that in Japan, the Japanese people work a lot, work very hard, and work all the day without holidays, and they work also in the weekend and so on. Yeah, but this was a stereotype.
I see. And when you came here, did you find things to be different?
Yeah, of course. I find many, many differences between how I sing, the thing that I find in the books about Japan, and the really things. Mm-hmm. Actually, the people are not very different between my country and Japanese, also Romanian people work very hard, like Japanese people. Mm-hmm. And actually, the Japanese people doesn't work so hard that I was seeing before to come here. Mm-hmm. They pretend to work hard, but actually, they have a lot of opportunities to work here. Mm-hmm. They can do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to work hard, to enjoy your work, because you have all the opportunities. In my country, it's a little bit difficult. You have to work more hard to find that opportunities. Like in my case, it's very difficult to work exactly in my field because the materials are very expensive, the devices are also very expensive.
I see. Mm-hmm.
But here in Japan, I have all the materials, I have a lot of devices, and it's up to me to work.
Was there something that surprised you a lot about Japan?
Actually, what was a big surprise for me, the big difference, because what I find in the books about Japan and what is in the reality. I read a lot of books about Japan, I saw a lot of pictures, I saw a lot of movies about Japan.
So you were expecting it to be more different than it was.
Yeah, of course. I think that the Japanese people, they know very well how to present their country in the front of the foreigners. Mm-hmm. Because the books are very nice. And actually, it's okay. Because Japan, it's very far for my country. It's an island. Many years, it was a close country. And in our minds, we have a special image about Japan. It's a very
exotic,
it's the right word, very exotic country. But when you came here, when you live here, it's like the rest of the world.
Right.
Of course, there are some differences. It's cultural differences, religion differences, political differences, economical differences. But the people inside of them are the same, feelings, the same ideas, the same way to think about the life and about the world.
I think so too. I agree. What do you miss about Romania?
Yeah, first I miss my family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this was very difficult. The first year, when I was alone here in Japan, I miss my family, and sometimes I miss Romanian mountains. I don't know why, because they are very beautiful and. Mm-hmm. But now it's okay. I can live in Japan without problem.
Okay, good. Okay, when you go back to Romania, do you think you'll miss something about
Japan? Of course. When I come back in Romania, I'll miss a lot. At first, I think that I'll miss the Japanese way to be polite, I think. Because I like this way. It's my way to... the relation between people. Anyway, there are some surface relation, but the people are very polite, and I think that this is very good, and I think that I will miss, first of all, I miss this kind of behavior between people, and I don't know, maybe that's all that I think now that I'll miss about Japan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good, thank you.